We are deep into an election season when a vital question is who shows up. Karen Grigsby-Bates of NPR's Code Switch team met people who want to grab young voters' attention by making them laugh.
A new campaign called Call the Cops started a few days ago, and its 30-second spots are popping up on the internet. In one, a guy with a laptop is sitting on a cafe patio. He looks disgustedly into his recyclable cup as a stunning young black woman pulls up a chair.
The coffee here sucks.
You know what else sucks, Todd? Voter suppression.
How did you know my name?
Do you plan on voting?
No.
Why is that?
Because the parties don't represent me. The system's broken. Am I right?
So, the woman whips out her phone and makes a call.
911. I like to report a raggedy-ass hipster who thinks he's going to be the next Tarantino.
I know, that's going to happen.
He doesn't plan on voting. Oh, I can describe him. He's white. Good luck with that movie.
Will you please be in it?
No, dude.
It's a flip on all the white people, the barbecue Beckys, the pool patrol Pauls, the Starbucks Susies, who have called the police on black people just doing stuff. Grilling in the park, using the condo pool, waiting in a coffee shop for a business partner. Only in this video, black people are calling the police on white ones they think are being irresponsible citizens. Tara McGowan heads Acronym, the nonprofit agency that commissioned the four videos that are popping up on your mobile devices. She guessed that they're taking a risk riffing off whites policing black bodies for this campaign's cheeky reverse parody.
There's nothing funny about that, but I do think that tying that to civic engagement and using your vote to really make a stand about what kind of country you want to live in and the direction you want this country to go in, I think that can be really powerful.
Acronym works to elect progressive candidates via targeted digital media campaigns. McGowan says Call the Cops is part of the Knock the Vote project, which has a specific goal.
It is a program designed specifically for voters who may not vote in all elections or especially midterm elections.
The company approached director Malcolm D. Lee to help write and direct the spots. Lee's work includes Night School and last year's hit comedy Girls Trip. The idea of a direct plea to voters appealed to him.
You know, I think it's just important for people to just be aware. And, like, we're not telling you to vote with somebody in particular, but, like, hey, but you got to vote. You got to get involved in the process.
Suey sat down with Acronym's creative director, Vince Murphy, who, by the way, is black, and devised the Call the Cops series. There's the hipster, a suburban mom, and a worried black man played by The Daily Show's Roy Wood Jr., who's calling the cops on a group of selfie takers.
Excuse me. Have y'all made plans to vote in November?
No.
911, I'd like to report an emergency in the park. Three white women just taking selfies. Triple selfie in progress. They're using filters, emojis, the same picture over and over again, wearing pajamas. And they literally have no plans of voting in November.
Excuse me? That's not illegal.
Please hurry. I can smell the avocado toast.
Tara McGowan says most of the responses they've received have been positive. And even if a minority of people are offended, she says, getting their attention is half the battle.
We elicit an emotional response. We think we're doing a pretty good job.
Malcolm Lee wants humor to draw in people who see these spots.
Once you get people laughing, their mouths are open, you can slip the truth in.
Andy says, the truth is, midterm elections count.
There's not enough people who vote in the midterms. And those that do, get their person in.
Call the Cops videos will run through Election Day. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.